Now, last year saw the highest number of cases treated for problem alcohol use here in over a decade. According to the Health Research Board, there were 8,163 cases. That's an increase of 10% on 2022. We're joined this morning by senior researcher with the HRB, Dr. Susie Lyons. Dr. Lyons, you're very welcome indeed. Out of the population who drink, is 8,000 really that high of a number who need help?
So good morning, Audrey. Yes, today the report from the Health Research Board shows that there was over 8,000 cases treated for problem alcohol use in 2023, which is the highest number in over a decade. And even though the overall number has increased, when we look at the findings for 2023, what we see there is actually a decrease in the proportion of the cases who are alcohol dependent. And even though the numbers are up, and may not be an underestimation of the true figures of people who need treatment, it's actually positive, because what we see are people are seeking treatment earlier, before they become alcohol dependent and before they experience the worst harms of problem alcohol use. Because the earlier a person seeks treatment, the more likely they are to have a positive outcome.
Are we talking that 8,000 figure, is that people who are exclusively alcohol dependent, or is there a range of dependency or experience with alcohol?
So our report also found that actually one in four cases had problem use of additional drugs. This is what we call polydrug use. And this is mainly cocaine, cannabis and benzodiazepines. The benzodiazepines are a prescription medication, and people might know them as Valium or Xanax. Now, the problem with using more than one drug, it does make your treatment more complex and moving into recovery a little bit more difficult. But we are seeing some concerning trends, for especially in relation to cases presenting with alcohol and cocaine. And to put this into context, in 2017, 4 in 10 cases with polydrug use reported using cocaine along with alcohol, but this has increased to almost 7 in 10 in 2023. Now, I suppose the other thing is that all the other research and reports point to an increased use of cocaine in the general population. So it isn't surprising that we see this really significant increase in cocaine among people who are treated for alcohol. The other, I suppose, finding of note is that we do see slightly higher rates of alcohol and cocaine use among people aged 20 to 34, again, very much in line with other research.
The level of alcohol dependency, what is the physical damage of that? What is the social damage of that?
So, as I say, even though we've seen this positive trend with people coming presenting to treatment earlier, still, in fact, 3 in 5 cases in treatment are already alcohol dependent. So this means they're already experiencing the worst harms of problem alcohol use. They will have a compulsion to drink. They drink even though there's still negative consequences, they will still continue to drink. They will be experiencing physical damage, liver damage, a heart damage, and maybe at much higher risk of certain cancers. But also they'll be, as you say, experiencing social damage. They will have relationship difficulties. There may be family breakdown. They may be in trouble at work. They may have even lost their job. So it is concerning to see so many cases who are already alcohol dependent.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Susie Lyons, senior researcher with the Health Research Board.